Matt did more than he was expected, didn't he? He looked pretty good today.
Well, he did more than was expected maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But as he's been going on his rehab, you know, he's really done well. And the only thing we didn't want him to do was really hand the ball off with his left hand or get hit. But we were even a little more conservative than that because he didn't do any team at all. But yeah, he's ahead of schedule. I think he's going to be fine. Feels good.
Yeah. You know anything more on any of the other guys that we're watching? When any of those guys might be back in June or?
Well, we have quite a list. I think whatever has been talked about before, that's the plan we're going to stay with. I don't think anyone who was listed as coming back for training camp is going to come back early. Because those were, you know, the Bullwears and guys like that, Babineau, guys like that.
Yeah,
they're all, you know, it's all training camp. Because let's let them really heal up, particularly the veteran player, you know, and then hopefully we can get them through the season. We don't have the same problems we had last year.
The one guy who seemed to be was Mike Green. Was there a chance of him in June or no? Will you
find well, you know what? Maybe, Mike. Uh-huh. Maybe. He did a little bit yesterday, ran around. He still feels it a little bit. Now, what do we have? We got a little less than a month, or about a month. There might be a chance for Michael to get a little work in June. There might be, yeah.
Mike, seeing Marcus Pollard now for this time,
excuse me.
Are you comfortable with what he brings and the way he moves? I mean, you guys were talking about how, you know, he played younger than he is. You know, are you more comfortable?
Well, if you were to ask him now after 5-6 days of practice, then he might be feeling his age just a little. But no, he's a good football player and he moves very well and it appears as though everything's fine that way. I mean, he's feeling good, learning our stuff. You know, the little subtleties of playing tight end for us. There's a little bit to learn, but he's a veteran, and I like everything that he's done so far. I'm encouraged by that.
Is there a pecking order yet for that third spot at that position, or is it just wait and see?
That's going to be a competitive thing in training camp all the way, Mike, and then we'll make a decision at the end.
Mike, how about those favorites of Russell, Grant, Pollard, Kearney? I mean, Kearney couldn't do much, obviously, but just, you know, seeing those guys after 7 days, what are your impressions?
Yeah, no, the guys are free agents that we signed. I think it's going to work just fine. You know, our safety position is now, we have a number of quality athletes there. And these two guys got a chance to play a lot. We signed them to come in and play. We know we needed improvement in that area. But at the same time, you got Bullwear and Green coming off injuries who are good football players. Babineau, who's going to get some work at safety. It's a good group. Kearney, you know, he's just going to be a fine addition. You know, the motor he's got and how he plays the game is infectious, so that'll help us a lot. Our free agents, I'm pleased so far.
Mike, how do you feel about the offensive line overall?
Well, I think if everyone's here and healthy, we're pretty good, and we have some depth. You know, there's a little bit, we'll have to see how we're going to do the right guard thing. Ray Willis played a lot of right guard in our mini camp here, and actually, he did very well. He's a big, strong guy. So I can honestly say Walter Jones will start at left tackle.
Sure enough.
And then the rest of it, we'll wait and see. But I think Sims and Spencer, okay, and I think Chris will be fine. You know, we're getting good reports about Chris Spencer. And then the right side of our line, we'll let him battle it out a little bit.
Even Locklear?
Yeah. Well, we'll let the whole right side battle it out a little bit.
Mike, the guys seem to be adapting to Coach Mora. It's only been a week or so, but they seem to like what he's doing out there.
Yeah, there's a lot to like. I mean, he is a very, very good position coach, knows the secondary, relates well with the players, and he has a lot of fun coaching in practice. And he has a lot more fun coaching the secondary than he does the head coach. I am sure about that. So, and it wasn't that much different for me when I was coaching quarterbacks. And you're in there. He's a fine addition and seems to be having a lot of fun. The guys are listening to him, and it's good for us.
Mike, you tendered Locklear as a first round pick. Has anything changed there with how you feel about him
no.
at the right tackle
no.
spot? Or?
No, I just think I want a competitive situation on the right side of the line. You know, we're going to go into camp that way. And, you know, I think we have a number of good players, and I guess the biggest thing is Ray Wills has stepped up a little bit, and I'm going to see if you know who wants it the most. I guess is what it's going to boil down to.
For years, he was considered the prototypical tackle, and now, like you said, you want to try him just to get him on the field, maybe even a guard. Is Locklear a guy who can play more than one as well?
I don't think so. You know, we kicked that around a lot. There's a chance, I suppose, but Sean really is. Remember, before Chop got hurt way back when, before Sean was starting, he was our swing tackle, played both the left and right side, and I think he's most comfortable at tackle, and he's. You know, and the right guard, you get inside and play, there are more sluggers in there. You need a little more, I don't want to say bulk, but you need a different position. So, no, I'm not, look at, don't, we're not changing the stripes on the ball here. We you know, we're just looking at some things on the right side.
Sean talked about the crack in his foot. When is he actually going to get that looked at for the second half?
Why? He's not going to have it looked at. No one's going to look at it. I haven't looked at it. He hasn't looked. No one's looked at it. There's no crack. I don't know why he said what he said. I don't know why whoever wrote it. I just don't get it. But he's fine. I mean, there's nothing. We x-rayed it after the season was over. And how long has it been? And you saw him running out here. He's running all over the place.
Is the door cracked that you could still look at it? I'm kidding.
you had to say that too, huh? You had to say it. That's a non-story. Honest to goodness, there's nothing wrong with Sean Alexander.
Anything else?
Thanks.